T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, first hour of the program today, and we've got Craig Stammen of the Padres going to join us at 1:35 today. We also have Bench the Coach coming up at 1:50, and of course, an opportunity for you to try to take me down and win one of our limited edition 97.3 The Fan t-shirts. Again, that'll be coming up at 1:50. Next segment, Adam Klug, who doing an outstanding job filling in for my man Braden Suprenant, who's up lounging right now in San Clemente on the beach, listening to the program. Adam will come up with what direction we're going today with Bench the Coach. Then we'll get you online. You can try to take me down. Also, in hour number three today, we're going to continue our coverage of the AL West. Brandon Scott, good guy who covers the Houston Astros for Sports Radio 610 in Houston, will be joining us. We're going to get into the Padres inter-squad game here in a minute and some of the things that we need to find out about this ball club. But I want to get back to Kirby Yates. Because I got to believe there's people out there that would like to see him stay. I got to believe there's people out there that would like to see the Padres re-sign him because he is a free agent. Good guy, been very productive. And let's face it, his career was on the brink of disaster when he got here to San Diego. Who knows, if he wouldn't have got it done in 2017, who knows, he may be out of baseball right now. But with his intestinal fortitude, his drive, and the opportunity that the Padres gave him, he has made the most of it. He'd never really been given those opportunities with Tampa Bay and the Yankees. He got that one game with the Angels. That always cracks me up when we say, oh, he's a former Angel. Yeah, he pitched one game for the Angels, and they got DFA'd because he gave up two homers in the one inning against Toronto. And then the Padres claim him, and the guy's been absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to go back to what I started the program with today. What are you going to do with Kirby Yates? You got three options. You can re-sign him. He's a free agent at the end of the year. You can trade him before the deadline, which right now I think that's what you have to do. Or you let him walk in free agency. You keep him with you the entire year, hoping that you can be a playoff team, and then you let him walk. And maybe you'll get, you know, a draft pick for him. Maybe. What are you going to do if you're A.J. Preller? Are you even thinking about this right now if you're A.J. Preller? Or you already know that you may have missed your best opportunity to move him and get something valuable last year at the trading deadline. I mean, when you look at his numbers last year, I mean, this guy was unbelievable. 60 games, 60 and two-thirds innings. He gave up only 41 hits. He had 101 strikeouts in 60 and two-thirds innings. And he had a 1.19 ERA, the best of anyone in the big leagues last year that pitched more than 50 innings. A 1.19 ERA. He led the league and the major leagues in saves. He had 41 last year. 0.89 whip. Put on a less than a runner every inning he pitched. All-star representative for the Padres. The end of the year awarded first team all-major league when they came out with that first time they came out with like an all-league team. He was on it. Give me your thoughts. I want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. What do you got for me, Adam?
Coach, I've got a statement from the Big Ten Conference. They just issued this statement. It says, quote, "We are facing uncertain and unprecedented times, and the health, safety, and wellness of our student athletes, coaches, game officials, and others associated with our sports programs and campuses remain our number one priority. To that end, the Big Ten Conference announced today that if the conference is able to participate in fall sports, men's and women's cross country, field hockey, football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball, Based on medical advice, it will move to conference-only schedules in those sports.
Well, it's like we reported earlier, but now that they came out with that, now they've come out with an actual press release on it. And, Adam, I'll tell you, I bet you all the people that are covering the Big Ten right now at Michigan and Minnesota, Ohio State, those reporters, both print and people on the air, radio, TV, I bet you they're bumping into one another trying to get the story on this one. Going to be pretty amazing, pretty amazing. I want to get to the Padres inter-squad game. Say that again? Oh, okay. We'll get out to the phones here in just a second. But I do want to get into the Padre inter-squad game. One of the guys that showed up, we'll talk more about it throughout the course of the program, but one of the guys that really performed well in the inter-squad game was a young kid. The 19-year-old C.J. Abrams had a hit last night off of Michelle Baez, also had a walk against Emilio Pagan. I don't think he'll be with the ball club this year, but I do think that they want to try to, you know, get him a lot of work. They don't want to add him. They don't want to start his so-called time clock. Kid's only 19 years of age, but boy, he really came on the storm last year after being the Padres' first-round draft pick. Okay, let's get out to the phones. We got a lot to get done. We got Craig Stammen coming up at 1:35. Let's get out to Craig. Craig, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Nice to have you today. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, man. You guys do a heck of a job over here on this. I can't get enough of listening to you guys in the afternoon. So,
well, thank you very much.
I called last year. We had the same discussion about Kirby Yates, and I think you were kind of trying to ship him off. I'm just questioning. You just went through all his accolades and all his stats, and as a Padre fan, I've seen these bullpen guys get shipped off. You know, that kid Adams got shipped off. He ended up not amounting to much. The Padres are pretty good at, you know, releasing dudes, and they don't really go anywhere else and become all-stars. But I think Kirby Yates, you just keep him. As long as he's producing, let's not look at his birth certificate. Let's not look at the other intangibles of what might be. He's underpaid. He's been underpaid. He's proven himself. Let the guy just keep plugging away and contribute to a winning organization. We want to win, but let's not worry about winning in 2022, 2023. Let's just give Kirby Yates what he deserves, which is a starting a fair paycheck and some playing time where he closes out games. I've watched these young guys come in here, the winger turds over the world, and they are disastrous. I like Kirby Yates as the moral of the story.
Okay, Craig, let me ask you this, and I'm going to ask you to be A.J. Preller, and you're sitting down with your staff, and you're looking at Kirby Yates. That next year, when they open up on April 1st at Petco Park against the Arizona Diamondbacks, Kirby Yates will be 34 years of age. How much money are you willing to give a 34-year-old closer? How long a deal, and how much money?
I give him a 3-year deal, and I give him a deal with some incentives. A 34-year-old guy, he's proven himself. We always want to look at the guy's age. We know some guys can produce at the bottom of their careers age-wise, any sport, basketball, baseball, guys are still performing. Why limit yourself and put yourself in a corner and then release somebody off to somewhere else? I mean, we got rid of the one guy who went to the Marlins, and he didn't amount. He didn't do much. We released him at a good time because he was overpriced at that point. I think Myers, what was his name? The closer took over for Trevor Hoffman.
You had Randy Myers at one point in time.
The closer. Who was the closer? I'm drawing a blank.
Heath Bell.
Heath Bell. Thanks for helping me out. That's why you're the coach.
hey, but Craig, hey, you said give him a 3-year deal with incentives. How much money are you willing to pay him, though?
I'll give him $8 million a year. I'd give him a good, fair deal, and then if he doesn't want it, then you can kind of shift the blame and go, okay, he didn't want it. He moves on at his own scenario. But if he's lighting up the ERA again this year, I don't limit him because of his birth certificate. That's my take. That's
okay. Hey, that's fine. Hey, you're the general manager. I'm just going on what you're telling me. But hey, don't be a stranger. Appreciate the nice compliment and look forward to talking a lot of ball with you.
Thank you.
All right. Good caller right there. Let's get to 833-288-0973. We got some more news coming from our man, Adam Klug.
This is from Brian Fisher, college football reporter on Twitter. Source says Pac-12 is likely to follow the Big Ten's lead in the coming days on a conference-only slate this fall.
Oh, well, we were just talking about the Pac-12 a minute ago. Larry Scott and the president's going to work right now. I would imagine, Adam, right now, a lot of these conferences are probably on the phones with the athletic directors, presidents, conference commissioners. I mean, the Big Ten kind of shook it all up today.
No doubt. Again, this is a domino sport. As soon as that first domino falls, everyone's going to follow suit.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see what's going to go on with the NFL as well. Adam, I kind of thought it was going to be a kind of a trickle-down effect. I thought a lot of people would kind of look at, you know, what the NFL's doing. It would go down to the college level and definitely filter down to the high school level.
And, Coach, you got to think about this. There are Big Ten teams who have out-of-conference matchups with other Power 5 schools. I'm not talking about the, the FCS schools. I'm talking about Big Ten schools who are scheduled to play Pac-12 or whatever else. If the Big Ten says they're only playing in-conference games, then don't all the other Power 5s have to follow suit? Because now the Pac-12 and the SEC, they're going to have games that start getting canceled. Don't they kind of all have to follow suit and have uniform SEC not playing Big 12 and so forth?
I would certainly think so. You know, I was thinking about USC. You know, they're supposed to open up down at Jerry's World down there in Dallas against Alabama. That game, that's going by the wayside.
Right. If the Pac-12 follows suit and says we're only playing Pac-12 schools, then that opens up a schedule date on Alabama's schedule. I think we're going to see all of the Power 5 conferences go to conference-only play.
Well, if they're going to only go to conference play, when do you think the season would start? October?
I mean, we heard several sound bites from Paul Feinbaum as well as read quotes from Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame. None of us think that the season's going to start on time.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it'll start on time. But if you're going to, wipe out, say three non-conference games, you're probably not even going to start training until September, maybe even the second week of September. I mean, because let's face it, you're only going to end up playing – maybe 8-9 games, maybe, depending on what conference you're in, you may play only 8 games, and who knows about bowl games this year. I'm kind of wondering about, the Holiday Bowl, what their Mark Neville's thinking right now.
I'll go back to what I said a segment or two ago. None of us know anything on July 9th. There's no way to predict what's going to happen in August and September.
I'm not sure we can predict what's going to happen tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that, Coach.
Oh, man, a lot of college football information coming down. Again, we got Craig Stammen coming up at 1:35 today. We got Bench the Coach in our next segment. Adam will let us know exactly what direction we're going, Bench the Coach. And, today you're playing for a limited edition. And let me tell you, these would have been gone by now, but I got really hot. I got beat yesterday. But I've been really hot the last couple of weeks, and so we still have those limited edition 97.3 The Fan t-shirts, but maybe you could win one today, but you're going to have to get online and be a part of it. We're talking a lot about Kirby Yates today because Kirby talked with the media yesterday. Everybody's going to ask him throughout the course. They're going to ask him all the time, what do you think? Do you want to come back here? He's already said multiple times he wants to be a member of the San Diego Padres dating back to last year before the trading deadline. He wants to be here. But will the Padres pull the trigger, give him a nice 2 to 3 year deal? Craig, our caller, says, hey, give him a 3 year deal, $24 million. I don't think that's going to happen here in San Diego. Not when you got Emilio Pagan under control for a couple of more years. You're hoping a year from now Andres Munoz can get back healthy. And who else could possibly come through the Padre farm system that could end up being a closer, in 2 or 3 years? I don't think you're going to lock yourself into a guy like Kirby Yates on a 3-year deal for $24 million. But I'm asking you to play general manager today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Also, a reminder, a lot of ways to stay in touch with what we do here at 97.3 The Fan. Check out our website, some dynamite stuff, a lot of good Padres stuff up on our website, 97.3 The Fan SD. You can listen anywhere. My man Braden Soprenant's listening right now up in San Clemente on the radio.com app. And make sure when you download that radio.com app, you favorite 97.3 The Fan. Again, anywhere you go in the United States, you can tune in to all of our talk shows. Ben and Woods, yours truly, Gwen and Chris. Twitter. Very active on Twitter. Our Twitter account, 97.3 The Fan SD. My personal Twitter is at CoachContera44 and Facebook and Instagram at 97.3 The Fan. We're going to come back. We're going to get into that Padre inter-squad game a little bit more, and we'll keep you up to date on all this college football news as well. Coach John Contera, we're headed to 3 o'clock in Gwynn and Chris right here on San Diego's number one sports station. Thanks for tuning in to 97.3 The Fan. And I want to remind everyone, 97.3 The Fan's Padres Roundtable Series presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Wednesdays at noon each week, all the fans' hosts will break down a different Padre position group. Next week, it'll be the Padre bullpen. Again, that's Wednesday at noon right here on 97.3 The Fan. We've had a lot of fun with that roundtable. And I got to tell you, I've had several people that, you know, I don't even know that have sent me messages that, man, Coach, you guys are doing a hell of a job on that roundtable. It was great listening. In fact, a gentleman that I do know that I had breakfast with yesterday morning, been a coach for a long time, and he's actually an attorney here, a guy by the name of Carl Grubb. He sent me a message last night. He goes, man, he goes, that roundtable was like off the chart yesterday. And I wrote back, I go, hey, thank you. Thanks for listening. But, no, it was a lot of fun. It's fun working with Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Steve Woods, and Ben Higgins. And all the guys are doing such a great job. Everybody works so hard. Everyone tries to bring great content each and every day. And I'd also throw in Braden Soprano, Paul Reindl, and Matt Scraby, and along with the man on the other end of my line today, our program director that keeps all of us informed of what's going on in the sports world, Adam Klug. We got a great group here. I mentioned it yesterday. We got 9 people that work at the radio station right now, and hopefully, you know, when we get through this, we'll bring some of our employees back that have been great in the past. But right now, we got a Spartan staff, and everybody's getting the job done, doing a hell of a job, and we really enjoy working with one another. Want to get to phone calls today. We've been talking about Kirby Yates, and, you know, where does Kirby go from here? I mean, what are the Padres going to do? We had one gentleman, Craig, called in and said, hey, give him a 3-year deal, $24 million. Is that the best thing to do with Kirby Yates? Is that the best thing to re-sign him? He'll be 34, so it'd be 34, 35, 36. Throwing that split-finger fastball, dominating. I don't know if that's the best thing to do. I would not do it. If I was A.J. Preller, I would have probably moved him last year, even though he had an unbelievable year. And you're probably never going to have another year like that. I mean, it could fall in place for him, but, boy, that was a hell of a year. 1.19 ERA, think about that. That was the best ERA of any pitcher in all of baseball last year that threw 50 or more innings. And like I said, I'm a big Kirby Yates fan. Everything that this guy has had to go through in his career, he's been DFA'd, he's been traded, he got let go by the Angels after one game. One game! Gave up 2 homers in 1 game to the Toronto Blue Jays, got DFA'd the next day, and then a couple days after that, the Padres picked him up and really got his career started. I mean, pitched for the Yankees 1 year, had over a 5 ERA, 5.23 ERA, pitched a couple years in Tampa. Like I mentioned earlier, he went from Tampa to the Indians during a winter, and they thought so little of him, he didn't even make it to spring training. They waived him, and the Yankees picked him up. And he pitched there for a year. Then they DFA'd him. The Angels picked him up. Angels DFA'd him twice. They DFA'd him coming out of spring training 1 year when they thought he was going to make the ball club, and it didn't go that well. They DFA him. They take him off the 40-man roster. He goes to AAA. They end up bringing him back. He pitches that one game. They DFA him again. He shows up in San Diego. Pretty amazing Kirby Yates. You know why? Because he's tough, he's hard-nosed, got great intestinal fortitude, and we've seen it in 2017, 2018, and 2019 when this man was given an opportunity to go out there and not have to look over his shoulder. But what do you do going forward? What do you do going forward? Do you keep him, you trade him, or do you let him walk at the end of the year as a walk-away free agent? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You know, Adam, You're around the Padres a lot. You deal with a lot of their executives. And, you know, we're sitting here right now talking about a baseball team that a year ago was 70 and 92. And I think all of us have genuine excitement. And we're not trying to, you know, look through rose-colored glasses right now. But with Tatis, and you figure Manny's going to be a little bit better, you hope Hosmer can do a little bit better, especially on the defensive side. You bring in a young guy like Trent Grisham. You think that bullpen's going to be one of the best in baseball. You know, it's hard not to be kind of excited.
Look, we saw glimpses last year of what the team could be, but they also fell into lulls. Fernando Tatis had a season-ending injury, but we at least saw glimpses. And then in the offseason, they go out and make really nice additions. You know, they bring in Davies. Tommy Pham is a massive addition. You know, there's a lot of hype surrounding Trent Grisham and what he can do. They bring in Emilio Pagan. They've got to have one of the strongest bullpens in all of Major League Baseball. And in this shortened season, when starting pitchers might be going less innings to start the game than in years past, the bullpen could be a real weapon.
You know, I want to ask you a question just about radio. And I think, you know, we need to talk about this because the fans are going to be tuning in. We're going to carry, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to carry the Padres to spring training games. They've got a game on a Monday and a Wednesday, both against the Angels. One's in San Diego, one's at Angel Stadium. But from your standpoint, you know, the way the broadcasters, Adam, are going to have to do it, what are some of the things from a programming standpoint that you have to be concerned with?
Well, look, obviously they're going to be not traveling with the team, so they're going to be at a disadvantage in terms of they're going to be sitting in an empty stadium watching a game that's not actually in front of them. They'll be watching on a world panel feed, and so that's something that's going to take getting used to from the broadcaster's perspective. And then, you know, Eric Hosmer, I thought, had something really interesting he said on his Zoom availability earlier in the week. He talked about trying to talk to Jerks and Profar and give signs and give signals to each other verbally, but without any fans in the stadium, the batter could hear them, and so they had to adjust their voice levels for that. And you know, the bigger thing where I'm going with this is obviously professional athletes can let some dirty language slip at times, and so if there's no noise in the stands, we got to make sure that doesn't go out over the broadcast as well. So that presents a little bit of an issue.
I think it's going to be kind of eerie. You know, we've kind of gotten used to it a little bit if people have stayed up late at night to watch the Korean baseball organization with no fans. And, of course, they've had the cardboard cutouts behind home plate. And there have been a few fans in the stands periodically, but they've been very well spaced out. But it's going to be pretty weird because we've been watching some of these games from Dodger Stadium. I've watched on Facebook. Pretty weird with nobody behind home plate. These guys out there, you know, in their full uniforms going at it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take some getting used to. I don't know how long, but it's definitely going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, Will Myers, Adam, has been the hot topic. He seems to be kind of the local whipping boy. He's going to be making $20 million this year. I kind of like the way Will performed at the end of last year. His numbers weren't all that great, and he went through that just awful period in the middle of summer, but you know, he started to rebound at the end of last year, and he kind of took it over to spring training. I'm expecting things out of Will Myers. You know why? Because nobody's really talking about Will Myers right now.
No doubt, and with the universal DH, you know, there's going to be extra at-bats up at stake, and you know, Jace Tingler actually just met with the media and said that Will Myers is working out a little bit at first base during summer camp right now. It's something that you guys discussed in the roundtable yesterday about whether or not he'll platoon with Eric Hosmer. And Tingler admitted today that he has done some work at first base. It'll be really interesting to see how they use him this season. He's actually going to be available on Zoom in about 45 minutes. We'll be posting all that on social media, on Twitter, and we'll have it on the air for you as soon as we can.
The other guy, Adam, that's been working at first base, and that's really his position. But with the Padres, he's going to have to play the outfield because of Hosmer has been Josh Naylor, who I think also is going to factor in a little bit as a possible designated hitter. I kind of like this kid. It tells me that he respects the game because he really did a great job this offseason of getting his body in shape. I mean, if you saw him last year and you saw him this year, you had to look twice. He didn't even look like the same guy.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I had this thought. Nobody can see into the future, right, Coach? Nobody could have known that we were going to have this pandemic and it was going to force the DH onto the National League this year. Now, granted, the DH in the National League has been something that's been whispered for years and years, but nobody could have known it was going to happen this season. And I think that most people believe that once it starts in the National League, it's not going to go anywhere. So I understand that hindsight's 2020 and nobody could have predicted this, but now that the DH is here and possibly here to stay, do you wish we still had Franmil Reyes?
You know, we talked a little bit about that yesterday on the program. A gentleman called in and said, you know, why did they trade both Renfro and Reyes? And I said, you know what, if the Padres would have known last year that they were going to have a DH this year, I think one of them had been kept. And I'll be honest with you, the guy that I would have kept, I would have kept Franmil Reyes because I think he's a better overall hitter than Hunter Renfro. I think Renfro obviously is the better defender, got a cannon arm, but Reyes is a pretty good hitter.
Yeah, he's a real he's the epitome of what a DH is.
I think that's very well put. As we work our way towards the bottom of the hour, reminder, we got Craig Stammen coming up here in about 6 minutes, but also want to tell you how you can win a $500 Sprouts Farmers Market gift card from 97.3 The Fan. It's during our Radio.com app contest going on now through July 20th. Download the Radio.com app, favorite 97.3 The Fan, and hit play for your chance to win a $500 Sprouts Farmers Market gift card. Go to 97.3TheFanSD.com. For more details. Hey, Adam, before I get to the break, what direction are we going today on Bench the Coach?
I don't want to give too much away, but with the MLS resuming last night on ESPN and being the first American team sports league to resume, going to have a little topic about the MLS.
MLS, boy, I'm going to have to dig deep in the archives on that one. That'll be interesting. Okay, if you know something or you think you know something about the MLS and want to try to take me down today for our limited edition 97.3 The Fan t-shirts, call right now. We'll get you into the rotation at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Call in right now, and we'll get you ready to go. That'll be right about 150. But when we come back, we're going to track down veteran right-hander coming out of that Padre bullpen. And boy, he's been a breath of fresh air the last few years. Craig Stammen will join Coach John Katura next, right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This hour of the John Katura Show is brought to you by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best internet and phone solutions at the best value. And Spectrum Business is proud to help, offering new customers 1 month of internet, voice, and TV service for free. Visit Business Spectrum today at spectrum.com to learn more. We need a bench the coach contestant or two. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Right now we're going to head out to our SDCCU fan hotline. A gentleman that's been very good to our program. This will be the third time we've had him on. We had him on during spring training. We had him on after spring training got shut down. And now as they start summer camp, we're joined again by Padre reliever and a real good one. A guy that's really done a great job in a Padre uniform. Craig Stammen joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Craig, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, always a pleasure. Really enjoy visiting with you. You're a guy that's been around the big leagues a long time. You've seen just about everything except a pandemic, and now you can say you've seen that. Before we get talking about baseball and what it's been like since you guys came back, tell me about your family. How's your family doing? Are they here? Are they still back home? What's the status of your wife and children?
Yeah, we're doing good. We've been in San Diego kind of the whole time since spring training got shut down. We've enjoyed the beautiful weather here, and we've stayed, kept our footprint pretty small here around San Diego, maybe a few rounds of golf, but other than that, we've stayed according to CDC guidelines, and we've had a pretty good time getting to know each other a little bit better. So who knew family time would be something that would be beneficial?
Hey, I know you were working out of Petco Park before, you know, Major League Baseball, said, hey, we're going to play 60 games. You and a bunch of the guys were already working out down there, and you were doing the social distancing. But now that all these rules are in place, kind of take us through, when you show up at the ballpark, what's it like?
You know, it's not too bad. We're just, we show up and you just got to get checked in, basically. It's like going to the doctor's office. You know, you got to sign your medical sheet and sit in the waiting room before you're ready to go, that kind of thing. But they take our temperature a couple times. We answer a questionnaire. On the days we're tested, we have to do our saliva test. And then, you know, you got your mask on the whole time and head to the locker room, get dressed, and then it turns into pretty much of a normal day. Obviously, we're, you know, trying to stay socially distant, trying to wear masks whenever we can, doing a few different protocols as far as throwing baseballs out that we've used and stuff like that, trying not to lick our hands when I'm throwing a baseball, which has been a tough one for me. But it's kind of nice once you get on the field. It still feels like real baseball, still feels like what you remember it being when you're 10 years old. So it's definitely a good thing to be going to the ballpark right now.
We're visiting with Craig Stammen, a member of the San Diego Padres, and Padres counting on him once again coming out of that bullpen this year. Padres definitely looking to make some hay in the National League West. Craig, what's it like in the clubhouse? Talk a little bit about that, because, you know, I know the way the guys are in the clubhouse. They love congregating around different, you know, cubicles and talking about, you know, whatever's the hot topic that day. What's it been like so far?
Yeah, there's still a lot of that going on. I think it's going to be impossible for us to be 6 feet apart from each other at all times. It's just unrealistic. Now, are we trying to do the best we can? Yes. But are we also trying to be great teammates and continue those relationships so that when we are on the field, it looks like we're playing as a unit and not 30 individual guys. And once we're in that clubhouse, like, we're getting work done too. Like, everybody's busy. We're on a pretty tight schedule now. It's a lot like spring training where everybody's kind of in and out, doing different things, going to different stations, working on different things. So there's not a whole lot of time for congregating and just sitting around and, you know, talking about whatever, you know, talking about our golf swing. But, you know, we've definitely enjoyed this time of being able to reconnect with each other, say hi to some familiar faces and get back to work.
How's Tony Patrica going about feeding you guys?
Yeah, Tony's trying to figure it out too. It's new for everybody, you know. But they've done a good job. You know, they're putting our meals in separate containers, so no more smorgasbord buffet style eating, which probably makes it, I know for me, it's made me eat a little healthier. I'm taking smaller portions. You know, I'm not being a spread crusher like I usually am. And, you know, so maybe I'm eating a little healthier. Maybe that's another benefit of the pandemic.
And we're visiting with Craig Stammen here on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. How you feeling right now, 15 days before the real first game against the Arizona Diamondbacks? How do you feel physically? I mean, could you go in and throw two innings tonight if they needed you?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel like I've been in a good spot for a really long time, trying to peak when we get, you know, going with real games. I think right now we're kind of at a similar spot as when spring training was canceled back in March as far as time towards opening day. And I would say I'm in better position now than I was then, ready for the season. So I'm excited for what this season may bring for me personally and for the team. You know, I'm preparing to hopefully pitch as much as possible and pitch well and maybe pitch into October.
Let me ask you this. We talked about Larry Rothschild. I think the first time I had you on, you were in spring training at that point in time. And you've been around the game a long time in the minor league, but a long time in the big leagues. We've worked with a lot of different guys. Darren Balsley, who's been a friend of mine for many years. I actually coached when Darren was a high school player here in San Diego many years ago, and then he was playing against me when he was in junior college as well. And, you know, I got the utmost respect for him. They just felt there needed to be a change or bring in a different voice. And, you know, for a guy that's worked with a lot of different guys and some of the best in the business, Larry Rothschild, talk a little bit about him, his approach, and what you want from him.
Yeah, he's been great so far, and I think one thing that he's benefiting from is he's a lot like Darren Balsley. They're very similar guys. They approach pitching very similarly. But I also think a new voice, you know, we got to get rid of, you know, the old Padres, you know, not making the playoffs. Not winning, that stuff's got to go out the window. And I think the organization decided to make a change in that way and brought Larry in. He's been great so far to me. You know, he's a different eyes on watching me pitch. He's never watched me pitch before. He'll be like only the third major league pitching coach I've ever had. So it's always interesting to see, you know, a guy, especially a guy like him, you know, in my mind, a Hall of Fame pitching coach that's been around for so long, been many different teams, just being able to tell you what he sees when you pitch and what he thinks your strengths are and your weaknesses are and how he thinks you can be successful going forward. So it's been nice. He's not teaching me any new tricks, but just trying to refine the tricks that I already have.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting talking about, you know, one coach from the next. You mentioned Darren and Larry Rothschild, very similar. And, you know, I'm trying to rack my brain, but was Steve McCaddy your pitching coach in Washington?
Yeah, he was my pitching coach in Washington. I had him a lot through the minor leagues, too. So I had him for, it was almost like 7 or 8 straight years. And then I had 1 year when I was hurt, and then I went straight to Darren Balsley. So I've been very fortunate to have some awesome pitching coaches. And I miss balls every day, but, you know, Larry's my guy now, and it's been fun to be able to work with him.
We're visiting with Craig Stammen, Padre reliever, joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline. What do you think it's going to be like going to the slab in the 7th or 8th inning with no fans in the stands?
It's going to be different. But, you know, maybe it'll take us back to when we were in Little League and playing, or maybe summer ball when we're playing those games in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the week where moms and dads are working and there's not very many fans and you're just playing baseball. You know, maybe it'll take some of us back to those just playing baseball days. We'll get rid of, you know, all the worries and anxiety we have when all that pressure's on us. So I'm hoping that's what the case is. I'm hoping it's not lack of adrenaline, lack of energy, anything like that. But when the game's on the line, you know, when your career's on the line, when the season's on the line, I don't think we'll be lacking any adrenaline.
You know, Craig, I look at you, and I remember with Washington, I was happy when you ended up here in San Diego. I mean, you're a baseball guy. You're kind of a throwback, good old school baseball guy, and you got, you know, great thought process. You know, you got great instincts, and you see things in different people. I wanted to ask you a little bit, and kind of give me an evaluation of Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino from what you've seen right now. And again, these kids are far from finished products.
Yeah, far from finished. But they're well on their way to something that's going to be pretty amazing. I've gotten to play catch with both of those guys here in the last couple of weeks during our start up to spring training. And Mackenzie, great kid. He's probably, you know, one of the most mature 20, 21-year-olds that I've been around in baseball. Just goes about his business, works very hard, is very intelligent, has an idea of what he wants to try to get done. And Luis Patino, he's just a really good athlete, just electric stuff. Trying to play catch with him was like trying to wrangle, you know, a slop pig, you know, just you're not going to get it done. His stuff was moving all over the place. And I think the best way to describe it was one of the pitching coaches said that they're baby rattlesnakes. You know, they're very dangerous. And they just sometimes don't know quite when to strike. But when they do, it's going to get you. So those two, they're learning. And I think this spring training has been such a good opportunity for them to get exposed to the major leagues in a more expanded time frame than what they would have back in March, because they probably would have been sent down, you know, very quickly and had to build their innings up in AAA. Right now they're going to pitch against big league hitters almost every day. So the sky's the limit for those two guys, and they're going to be part of the Padres' future for a long time.
Craig Stammen, Padre reliever, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. I got one last question for you, and we know this bullpen is going to be great. Somebody called in the other day and said, oh, the Padres are going to have a top 5 bullpen. I go, well, if everything goes in line, they may be one of the top 2 or 3 bullpens in all of baseball. But my question for you is, we sit here and we're looking at last year and the way things melted down in April, or in August, in September, and Machado and Hosmer kind of struggled at the plate, and Tatis went out and only played in 84 games, and You guys end up at 70 and 92, and we're sitting here on the radio day in and day out, and we're pretty excited about this season. I mean, you know, you got a lot of new faces, and for the fans, and from your standpoint, why should the fans really be fired up about this ball club and how you guys can make a shot to get to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, you know, very good observation there. And I mean, I think I hope you can tell by how excited I am about the season. I kind of feel the same way. I really feel, you know, been there the last 3 years, the first two, and maybe even the last year a little bit, we're searching for those last five guys on the roster, and they weren't necessarily guys that were major league ready players. We were bringing guys up from the minor leagues, hoping that they would pan out to what we thought they would be. And then this year you've got major league ready players fighting for those last four or five spots, and it just drives up the competition and makes your team as a whole better. And then along with that, we went through the growing pains of all the younger players playing in the big leagues and being thrown into the fire, fairly or unfairly. So they've had to sink or swim, and those guys are going to start swimming here pretty fast. And it's just fun to see the level of improvement from some of those guys and the overall attitude of the team, being disappointed what happened in August last year and realizing that that's unacceptable and wanting to, you know, kind of get back at it and prove ourselves that we can be a playoff team in that August that we are, but how we played April, May, June is who we are. And even better than that. So I'm excited for this season. And I think the 60 game sprint fits right into our team really well.
Hey, Craig, as always, thanks so much for the time. You've always been very gracious to my program. I certainly appreciate it, and stay healthy, and looking forward to a big 60-game run out of the Friars.
You got it. Thanks for supporting us. Appreciate it.
There you go. Great guy, man. Every time I find out he's coming on, I get fired up. I've been doing this a long time, and I've had some incredible guests over the years, okay? But when Craig Stammen comes on, I'm fired up. You know why? Because the guy really thinks the game. He knows the game. He's a smart man. And let me tell you, he got a chance. When his career is over, I don't know if he'll want to. He can have an opportunity to stay in baseball, and I think a very, very high capacity. But he's far from being done, and he'll continue to pitch a good baseball for our San Diego Padres. I want to remind everyone, all guests on the John Quintero Show come via the SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online, and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Messages and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. And we're going to get to our sponsor, and we thank them a great deal for sponsoring Bench the Coach. It's Amtrak Pacific Surfliner. Visit PacificSurfliner.com to learn about modified train schedules and other service updates that help keep Southern California moving. Let's get to today's Bench the Coach.
It's time to test your San Diego sports knowledge and see if you have what it takes to try and bench the coach on 97.3 The Fan.
All righty, Adam, what do you got for us today on Bench the Coach?
Well, Coach, first, say hello to Chris in Claremont.
Hi, Chris.
Hello,
how
Coach.
Are you? Welcome.
I'm doing fine.
Great. Well, good luck today, and thanks for tuning into the program. Very much appreciated.
Coach, as I
can
mentioned...
Can I say something real quick? Your guest, I didn't realize how many times pitchers lick their fingers. Every time
exactly.
I pitch the ball, that's what I did.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. You know, I was going to ask him how many times he spits out on the field, but next time we get a Padre on, I'll ask him that. Normally the position guys do it more than the pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, as I mentioned earlier, the MLS resumed their bubble tournament last night. Two teams have pulled out and withdrawn from the tournament. Earlier this week it was FC Dallas, and earlier today was Nashville SC. With that, I'm going to ask you to name the teams who are playing in the bubble for the MLS. There's something like 24 of them, so plenty of teams to choose from. We'll go back and forth between you and the caller. First one to get three right wins. I will settle for city name or team name since it's the MLS.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris. You're up first.
Oh, let's see. So we're talking soccer. So let's go. I don't know. How about Colorado Rapids?
That a boy. Good job. All right, nice effort. Okay, I'll go with the Seattle Sounders.
Chris, you're up.
The only one I could think of, Chicago Fire.
Wow, look at you.
I think he's hustling you, Coach.
No.
Remember the fire in Chicago? So.
Right. Okay, I'll raise you the Chicago Fire. I'll go with the New York Red Bulls.
Got a tie, two apiece. The next one with the right answer wins. Your chance to bench the coach here, Chris.
Trying to remember Houston's name.
When in doubt, just say a city.
Oh, Houston.
Houston, the Dynamo.
I couldn't remember the last name out of the world.
That's all right. Hey. You got the city right. That's all that matters. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations, and you stay on hold, and we're going to get all your information, and we're going to get
Chris,
that limited edition T-shirt out to you.
That's a wrap. The coach has been benched for now. A 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, outstanding effort by Chris in Claremont. Very good effort today. And again, not only does he win that T-shirt from On Tap, he receives the 97.3 The Fan prize pack that includes that free limited edition fan T-shirt. Boy, they look great. Also a free three-a-month subscription to Shirts On Tap, a monthly club that sends beer fans a custom shirt from a local brewery. And for more info, you can go to shirtsontap.com. Some good stuff there, Braden. I got more than I thought. I mean, and you made it a little bit easier because we could throw out cities, and Chris did a great job. After he kind of got his wits about him, he was absolutely fantastic. But a lot of people don't know too much about the MLS.
No, that's why, look, again, there were something like 24 teams, so plenty to choose from, and I was willing to kind of be lenient and say you could just name the city there.
Hey, how about the stuff out of Craig Stammen? What a great guest he is, isn't he?
He's terrific. True vet.
Yeah, I like those true vets. You know, they when you ask them a question, they have answers. You talk to a lot of these young ball players, and it's just because they haven't had the experience. You can tell they're thinking about they don't want to say anything that they're going to get called into the front office on. But great job by Craig Stammen. You know, when we come back in hour number three, and reminder, coming up at 2:35 today, we're going to be joined by Brandon Scott, who covers the Houston Astros for Sports Radio 610 in Houston. We'll get you a preview of the Astros as we continue our AL West preview. Tomorrow, we're going to preview the Seattle Mariners. But when we come back, we want to open up the phone lines a little bit, and we're also going to talk about Kirby Yates a little bit more. Our phone number, 833-288-0973. Coach John Katera headed to 3 and Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.